recess at this time. However, since it is only 3:34, I think we're just going to keep rolling. We'll tell you, though, that we reserve the right to take a recess at a later time. That could be done between public hearings, or it could even be done during a public hearing. So just letting you know, we're going to keep moving, and it is time for our public hearings. We're delighted that you're here with us this afternoon, participating in your planning and zoning process. Assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in any of its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves so they can speak first. In addition, that really covers the first two public hearings, which are actual applications. The second two are ordinances. We're just going to call people for that. There's no in favor of or opposition. We'll just call people up to comment on it. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask you to come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from each public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.